Yeah, hi, this is Mike Swanson of WallStreetWindow.com. Got a real special guest with me today. It's Nick Santiago of In the Money Stocks. How you doing, Nick?
Hey, Mike. Thanks. Nice to be with you today.
Yeah, this is the first time I've done an interview with you, so maybe before we really get into what's going on in the stock market, real quickly explain to people what your website's about and what your style of trading is.
Well, we're predominantly short-term traders, from scalping intraday markets all the way to swing trading. We could swing up to 3-4 weeks sometimes, but generally we try to keep it within that zone where we're just predominantly just shorter-term traders trying to capture the moves in this volatile market.
Well, we've seen a lot of volatility for sure the past year. You know, last summer we saw the market peak out and then have a big correction August, September. We've had a rally since then. In yesterday, I think it was, on the open, the NASDAQ hit a new high for the year. Apple had great earnings on Tuesday. The Fed made an announcement that's going to keep interest rates low till 2014, or actually the end of 2014. And the market went up Wednesday, gapped up yesterday, and closed on a low, and today is trading down. Do you think this could be, you know, the start of some sort of correction, or do you think the market's just going to keep grinding higher over the short term?
Well, I think we're due for some type of pullback here, just because we're hitting pretty good resistance levels across the board on the S&P. Plus, the move from December 19th has really gone straight up. We really haven't had any kind of real significant pullback. Plus, the volume on the overall markets has been probably some of the lightest I've ever seen. Looking at all that, I would think that we're probably due for a pullback here, but nothing more than that. The markets will normally top out on euphoria when they're like this, when they're moving up on light volume. So you're going to need to see some real good news. And we did start to see a little euphoric move with Apple earnings and also with the Ben Bernanke announcement. Really, that announcement, when you think about it, he didn't really tell us anything new. All he did was, you know, say that rates are going to be at 0% on the Fed funds rate, I guess, a little bit longer. So, nothing really new there, but I guess the market liked it for the day. But you got to look for a pullback here. There's no doubt. I mean, I could not be a buyer of anything up here. That's insane. And yesterday, if you noticed in the market, there were a lot of reversals. I mean, major reversals in many, many stocks. Stocks like Qualcomm, Freeport-McMoRan, then after hours, you had Juniper, Riverbed down. So there are a lot of stocks getting hammered now. I think the good news from earnings is over.
Well, when you look for signs of fury, are you just looking for price action, or are you looking for signs of sentiment shifting that's getting overly bullish, or how do you kind of gauge that?
Well, I look at everything, to be honest. You want to look at sentiment, and everybody has gotten a little bit too complacent right now. I think the bull sentiment is starting to run wild. Also, you want to watch the price action on leading stocks. If leading stocks are constantly moving higher, and then all of a sudden make a sudden reversal day on volume, yeah, that's a good indication that the market needs to at least pull back a little bit here. I ultimately think we're going to trade down this year a lot further. However, right now, at least just see a pullback, because we're in the month of January, and usually January is rather a strong month for the markets generally.
Yeah, as we started this year, I was looking through things and thinking that we might have a big correction this year, or maybe even a new bear market, because the way I read the charts, the U.S. looks okay, but overseas, almost every other stock market in the world is performing a lot worse, and of course we had the European debt crisis. So I was thinking maybe we'd see a big top in January, and it looks to me like we are going to get some sort of correction, but I'm like you. I was expecting to see more euphoria, more of a extreme level of bullish sentiment, and I'm not really seeing that. So I'm more in the lines of thinking that we're going to see some sort of short-term correction, maybe a week or two or three or whatever, and then trade back up. And we kind of saw that happen last year. The market dipped in February and then, you know, ended up topping out in April. But let's assume, you know, we do see some sort of correction like that, and the market doesn't just, you know, fall to oblivion and we go back up or whatnot. Are there any particular sectors or stocks that you think might perform well on another bounce higher?
Well, I think we'll get a pullback, and then everything's trading together right now. So you probably will I think if we get a pullback and one more move up, I think after that, that may be where we start to see the heavy declines after the next, the one more leg up, maybe to double top or a slightly higher high than where we are today. If we do get a pullback correction right now, a mild one, maybe a 6 to 7% correction. But if we went the next leg up, I believe will be the last leg, and then you will go into severe correction, where it will last, you know, multi-months, and then that will lead to another bull bounce. You know, you got to remember this market just seems to, every time it has a severe correction or a severe sell-off, it has a major bounce back higher. So I think we're going to be in that kind of a trading range or style for, you know, quite a number of years, personally.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, and certainly, you know, the government is doing everything it can to stop the market from continuing to drop when it does have these big declines. That certainly seems to be the case with the Federal Reserve and so forth. Well, as we wrap up this interview, could you tell people what you provide on your website? What can people get for free, or what you provide for a premium service?
Sure. Well, we have a ton of free content out there. You come over to our Rant and Rave blog. We'll give you levels. I do a morning video. You'll get my pre-market levels on a lot of different stocks that are trading in the morning. Also, we put out an afternoon video. My partner does that. And so there's tons of free content on there. We have a blog that gets constant postings all day long. And then what we do have is we have our archives up there, so you can go back and look at all of our past premium calls that we've made in the market. You come over, take a 7-day free trial to our research center, which will give you all of our nightly videos, our nightly updates on stocks that we're looking at. You'll also get all of our swing trades there, where you can come over to the intraday stock chat, which I think is a great value. And basically, you'll get to watch our desktops each and every day. You'll see exactly what we trade, how we trade them. And not only that, but you'll get to ask us questions throughout the entire day, which is, you know, some people feel like it's a webinar in and of itself every day as we could navigate the markets together.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to everybody. We'll definitely do a follow-up interview in a couple of weeks.
Thank you very much, Mike. Have a great day.
You too.